As Australia moves to stave off the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak, foreign countries are taking extraordinary measures to try to limit the spread of the disease. Iran has temporarily released 54,000 prisoners to try and stop the spread of the virus in crowded jails. And the World Health Organization has warned against panic buying, saying supplies of masks and goggles are depleting rapidly. Back home, the Morrison government is preparing to release an economic stimulus package in an attempt to limit the economic fallout. The spread of coronavirus has prompted drastic economic action in the US, with the Federal Reserve making an emergency rate cut of 0.5%. The cut comes after a horror week on the stock exchange. The Dow Jones took its biggest plunge since the 2008 global financial crisis. Despite the cut, President Donald Trump says the US isn't on a level playing field and has called for more easing from the Federal Reserve. At least 22 people have been killed after two massive tornadoes tore through the US state of Tennessee. The city of Nashville has been devastated, with buildings flattened and more than 40,000 people left without power. It's expected the death toll may rise, with rescue efforts still underway to find survivors in the wreckage.